Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Getting By for Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2011. I am Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing this beautiful Wednesday?
Pretty good.
Excellent. I am, too. Although, Monday was a very annoying show. And it's taken a few days for both of us to decompress from that. It was a discouraging and enlightening show. I encourage you all to subscribe to us on iTunes and go back and listen to it if you have not heard it. It was an excellent show. One of the best we've done, actually. So, we are going to be moving on to some more serious and also, again, more annoying stories. It's been an annoying week in terms of stories, Chemslave. I don't know what is going on, but it seems like the world is conspiring to annoy us.
So what is it doing to annoy us this time?
Well, first of all, he's back.
Who?
That little runt, that little dictator in Russia, Vladimir Putin. Comrade Putin is back.
I wouldn't call him a little runt.
Oh, he is.
He's a badass.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? I think he's a gay badass, too. Again, not that that's a bad thing. But he's always strutting around with his shirt off, and he tries to up the macho thing a little bit too much. It's like he's trying to overcompensate for something.
He's a Russian Chuck Norris, dude.
He wants to act like he's the Russian Chuck Norris. He has announced, along with the president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, that Putin will run for the presidency of Russia in 2012.
Now, oh, shocking.
Yes, exactly. Now, Chemslave, can you just tell me briefly the history of Vladimir Putin? Like, what did he become known for? And like, you know, how did we first know his name?
Well, I know he was, I think, like a former KGB guy, and then
yep.
He became president sometime in the last decade.
That's exactly right. Yes, he became president, and I believe it was either 1999 or 2001. I mean, it's not important, but it was at the very late part of the 1990s or the very early part of the 2000s. And he was elected president of Russia, and constitutionally, he can only serve two terms, and one term is 6 years. So he can only serve 12 years at a time. And then he has to step down for some amount of time before he can run again. So he ended his term in 2008, I guess?
Yep.
And... Oh, are you on his Wikipedia site?
Yes.
Okay, when did he become president of Russia?
7th of May, 2000.
2000. But that's only 8 years. I could have sworn that the presidency was for 6-year terms.
Dude, this is Russia we're talking about.
They might have changed something. I don't know. I'm a little confused by that, I must admit. Anyway... And Putin was constitutionally barred from running for a third term in 2008. So what he did was he put in a hand-picked successor whom he thought he'd be able to control, and he nominated him for the presidency. And by the way, the party that Putin controls is by far and away the dominant political party in Russia. There is really no freedom of political expression. None to speak of, at least. And... So Dmitry Medvedev, who was never a politician, never held public office before, he was a technocrat.
Became Putin's puppet.
Absolutely. And Putin became the prime minister. So he didn't even leave the Kremlin. He just moved down a few offices. And Dmitry Medvedev became the head of state of Russia. So now Putin wants back in, and Medvedev, being the sycophant that he is, said, "Oh yes, I'd love to have you back." I sound like I was Austrian. I can't do a good Russian accent, but anyway, Medvedev caved like a house of cards, and Putin is going to have essentially a free run at the presidency. It is a foregone conclusion that he will be elected, and he will be the next president of Russia. And he will eventually, unless he's assassinated or dies in office, he can go until like 2022 before he 24. Has to step down again. 24. Okay, yeah. But he'll be 72, though, when he does step down. And even then, he's probably not going to leave Russia alone. This man's not going anyplace. He's the Joseph Stalin of our decade.
Yeah, Italian, like, some Italian newspaper said that Putin is reserving the Kremlin until 2024.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm looking, and it looks like Russia did pass a constitutional amendment to change the length of the presidential term. So that's why Putin served only 8 years, but then now he's going to serve 12 years. And it's not terribly important. This is important because Russia is still one of the most powerful nations in the world. Its economy is in the crapper, but everybody's is. But they have the second largest nuclear stockpile. They still have a sizable army. It's terribly underdeveloped and under-equipped, but it exists. And they're an important nation. They're a big nation, and it has a great deal of impact in European affairs who runs Russia. So, you know, it's a little bit disappointing because Russia seemed to be going towards democracy after the fall of the Soviet Union when a man named Boris Yeltsin was elected the first president of the Russian Federation. Unfortunately, Yeltsin picked as his successor Vladimir Putin, and that is not going so well for them because he is not giving up power. But, that being said, I don't really know if there's much else to say about this. Chemslave, do you have anything to add?
No, other than if you do live in... You are, like, in a head of a European nation, then don't piss Russia off, because you get screwed. Because I believe they were, like, building some type of, like, gas pipeline, and the Polish presidency was pissing Russia off, so guess what? They just moved the pipeline over, so it bypasses Poland. Fuck you, Poland.
And also, the Polish presidency kind of went down in a fiery plane crash, too, right?
Oh, that, too, but that sort of... That should be understood.
Well, it's always good to remind people of what happened, and I don't mean to imply anything. You know, you just want to look at the pattern of events and make your own conclusions.
Yeah, there are going to be a bunch of Russian spies working near me, so, yeah, better not piss them off either.
All right, so do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, Putin, no. Another thing that pissed me off.
Okay.
Parents are against sweaty balls.
Well, you know, Chemslave, sweaty balls are not comfortable. And if you have sweaty balls, I mean, that's just... That is not fun. Not fun times. And
but they are delicious, Craig. I just love to suck them.
You know, I wouldn't know. I have never tried them. And, you know, I would love to, though. I would love to have some sweaty balls.
So, well, you can go to Walmart or your local grocery store and buy some.
Really?
Yep, Ben & Jerry's has made an ice cream flavor called Sweaty Balls.
Yes, indeed they have. Now, explain to the audience what this is a reference to.
There's an old Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin where he plays a baker who whose name is Pete Schwede, and he has he makes these like malt ball type things, and they're called Schwede balls. It's an awesome skit. You have to watch it.
We will include a link to it in the show notes. It's on YouTube.
And Hulu.
And is it also on Hulu?
Yes.
Well, then I'll include a link on Hulu, because it's probably going to be better quality. Now, tell the audience again, just who exactly is not happy about this, and what actions are they trying to take?
Well, there's this organization called 1 Million Moms. They're an offshoot of the American Family Association, and they're calling for a boycott of this a really awesome sounding ice cream flavor.
For what reason?
Because it's vulgar, it's offensive, and not exactly what you want a child asking for at the market. Think of the children, Craig. Think of the children. You can't market something like this and then piss and get children to say sweaty balls.
Mommy, I want some sweaty balls. you can almost see where they're coming from, but then you stop to think for a second, and then you're like, oh, wait a second. This is in no way bad. It's funny. Seriously, Kemslave. Who the hell would be offended by this? I mean, it is astounding
Americans.
To me. Yeah, you know what? Americans.
Because Americans have no sense of humor at all.
Yeah, we have to be the stupidest people on Earth, you know that? I am beside myself on this one. Somehow this is more annoying than the suspension story on Monday's show. That we have the time to waste calling for a boycott of a flavor of ice cream. What are these people doing? What are they thinking? Do they think the American people give a shit? We are in the middle of the worst recession we have faced since the end of the Great Depression. We have over 9% unemployment, probably close to 25% unemployment if you use like real numbers. And yet these people, in the middle of this economic disaster, are taking the opportunity to issue a boycott of sweaty balls.
Craig, because they've been brainwashed into thinking that they have this right to dictate what everyone else does.
Exactly.
Because they believe in this or that religiously, or this and that is offensive or vulgar to them, so everyone should agree with them.
You know, I have made no secret of the fact that I am a conservative, and I am a proud conservative. I am a economic conservative, a foreign policy conservative, a social libertarian, but I kind of go towards conservatism even on that too. But I am embarrassed for these people. I am also embarrassed for myself because my political association would, you know, link me to these people. So that in and of itself is embarrassing. Now, these people, by the way, I guarantee you, I would bet a lot of money that there really are not 1 million people in this organization.
Oh, definitely not. That's just a nice name to make it.
That's right.
Sound like they're big.
It's like the Million Man March. There's only like 10,000 people. Anyway, you know, these people have no perspective. They think, and you know, they do this all the time. People like this group boycott on a whim because they think that their kids are going to be corrupted by saying, shreddy balls, shreddy balls. It's the same thing. This happened a few years ago with TV. And I personally love the Showtime series Dexter. It is an amazing TV show.
Well, what happened with this?
Well, Showtime is owned by the CBS Corporation.
Okay.
And starting in 2008, they started to run reruns of Dexter. Not heavily edited, but edited for sexual content and some graphic content. They started airing it late at night on CBS in syndication. And the Parent Television Council, or...
Oh, yes, the PTC. You're correct.
They issued a boycott of CBS because of the terrible message that Dexter sends to young people, and that is that a serial killer could be a good guy. It's just, this is a way, you know what, this is going to sound a little bit conspiracy theorist, but all of this boycotting and, political correctness, it is an attempt to limit personal responsibility. To take responsibility for the course of your life out of your hands and put it in somebody else's hands. It is a trend that has been developing in this country since before World War II, and it is now reaching a fevered pitch, and it is ridiculous. If these mothers are worried about their kids seeing sweaty balls, guess what? Don't buy them sweaty balls. And you know what? If you have them inside the grocery store, just walk past the ice cream and don't even look at it. And go back if you want to get something yourself. I mean, if you don't want your kids to see sweaty balls, don't let them see it. That's your responsibility as a parent. It shouldn't be the responsibility of some idiot organization with two iron vaginas in there saying, this is bad. You can't see that. I mean, what the hell?
See, in Europe, this would never occur. Because they even have, on television. Yeah. Nudity, cursing, whatever. It's there. They just put a little red dot or something off to the side. Like, we have the TVMA and stuff. They'd have, a little red dot saying, hey, this is for adults. Don't watch it. And guess what? There's no problems there. There's probably other bullshit that occurs on TV over there, but...
Oh, yeah, Europe has its own shit to deal with. And in many ways, they're even more in the red in terms of political correctness than we are. But that is one example of sexual freedom that they are ahead of us in. It's one of the few examples that they're ahead of us in terms of public discourse, because Europe is really heading down a bad road. But that all being said, what do you think about my thesis that this is an attack on civil liberties and personal responsibility?
I'm 100% with you on this one. These people are really just like the Parents Teacher Council or the Parents Television Council. Tipper Gore's when back in the day, like in the '80s, she had the was it PMRC or whatever, the attacking music and adding the whole these are explicit lyrics, parent advisory labels. This is just this big fuck you to the American people saying, really, you don't have this a right to decide for you. We are your overlords. We should be the ones deciding for you what you want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, Chemstave, I'm annoyed.
Aren't you always?
I am, actually. But this story really, really put me in a bad mood. Let's see if maybe a few days of rest will, lighten my mood. I'm sure you could use a few days of rest as well.
Yeah, I need a nap.
Yep. Okay, then. So I think we should wrap up the show. Please go to justgangbypodcast.com to look at the show notes, look at the stories that we have put aside for you, and to download or listen to our podcast. And you will find links also to subscribe in your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. And on that note, Chemslave, I will talk to you on Friday.
Sayonara.